This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So the public feedback on our glyphosate testing has been tremendous. Thank you for all your comments. We're now testing all Health Ranger branded products for glyphosate, and we are certifying them as being glyphosate tested with zero detectable residues. And in this podcast, oh, and by the way, you can find all those products at healthrangerstore.com. We're the first online store and superfood manufacturer in the world to do our own in-house laboratory mass spec certification of glyphosate-free products. And it took us 2 years to get to this point. I had hoped to get this done a year ago, actually like 18 months ago, but it took 2 years. These things are ridiculously complex. Nevertheless, in this podcast, I'm going to explain what we mean by glyphosate tested or glyphosate free. And by the way, we have a website called glyphosate.news where you can, of course, read up on all the latest research and the lawsuits. You know, Bayer is facing now, I think, almost 10,000 lawsuits based on glyphosate poisoning and glyphosate cancer, you know, all these issues. So it's a big deal. This is an herbicide. It's known as Roundup, of course, when sold by Monsanto. Monsanto was acquired by Bayer. And this herbicide is used on many crops that are not GMO crops. It's used as a desiccant to dry out the crops in the field to make harvesting quicker and easier, more economical for farmers. So a lot of wheat crops and oat crops, for example, are heavily sprayed with glyphosate as a desiccant. Now, glyphosate is a very small molecule. It has a molecular mass of 169. And it's because it's so tiny, it tends to go through almost everything. For example, it'll go through most water filters. We're actually going to test that, by the way. We're going to test glyphosate capabilities in water filters to see which filters actually remove glyphosate. We haven't done that test yet, but it's something that's on my list. But knowing what I know about the chemistry of glyphosate, and especially its water solubility, it is highly likely, in fact, I'm going to say 99% chance that there's no water filter in the world that removes glyphosate. That's what I'm going to say. That's my best guess as kind of a novice chemist, just knowing, again, the water solubility, the polarity of glyphosate, the small molecular mass, the molecular structure, all these things. I bet you glyphosate goes right through nearly all water filters. But we'll see. We'll see. I can't wait to run that test and share the results with you. And the reason I know this, by the way, is because just to trap glyphosate in any kind of material is so difficult that the chromatography is nearly impossible to achieve. There's a common chromatography column media material called C18. C stands for carbon, as you might have guessed. 18 carbons, you know, basically it's just called C18. And now C18 will trap pesticides. It'll trap all kinds of organic and volatile chemicals. It'll trap most plant nutrients. It'll trap vitamins and things. It will not trap glyphosate. Glyphosate goes right through it. So we test for glyphosate, but we obviously don't use a C18 column for the testing because you would not get any retention. So we have to use other types of chemistry in order to test glyphosate. In any case, back to the point here. When we say that our foods or our products are glyphosate tested, what we mean is that they are below 10 parts per billion, and most of them are zero. And in fact, so far as we've been testing all of our products, I have yet to see any product that contains any glyphosate. And our instrument can detect one part per billion with accurate quantitation with a validated in-house method. And the instrument itself can actually detect glyphosate below one part per billion. So we're talking hundreds of parts per trillion. That's the sensitivity of the instrument. In any case, the FDA and most people in the food industry consider anything below 10 parts per billion as being negligible because you can have that much show up as just carryover in your instrument. So there's a needle that goes down into a sample, and then the needle pulls up, let's say, a microliter of your sample, and then injects it into the chromatography flow, the stream of your what's called mobile phase solvents that start to carry out the chromatography. And this needle can become, you know, contaminated. And if you're not careful, you can have what's called carryover from one sample to another. Now, we use very high-end LC systems that have a needle wash, and we have a flow-through needle injection system. In fact, I have tested this, and I have seen some carryover. For example, if I'm injecting a load of, let's see, what was I doing? I think it was 1,000 picograms of glyphosate onto the column. And then after 1,000 picograms, when I would run a blank, I would see somewhere around 4 picograms still on the needle coming through the next blank. But then after that blank, it was back to zero. So there is a slight carryover. That would be, you know, 0.4% basically, which is why when you're testing products that have glyphosate, you usually want to put blanks in between them. And that's a practice that we do as well. But the point is, there's carryover. And in order to test glyphosate, you have to run glyphosate standards. So we are putting glyphosate into the system. So it's not unusual. Sometimes you might see, you know, 1 to 5 parts per billion of carryover if you just ran a strong sample. I mean, a standard, you know, glyphosate standard that you purchase as standards in order to do this kind of science. So anyway, maybe I'm getting too down in the weeds on this, but anything under 10 parts per billion is just generally considered that that doesn't really contain glyphosate. And the other thing to factor in here is that when glyphosate is present, it's usually huge. So if you've got a wheat sample or oats or rye or barley or something that's been grown and sprayed with glyphosate, it's going to be parts per million, which means, you know, 1,000 parts per billion. It's not going to be 10 parts per billion. It's going to be huge. You're going to get a big peak. You're going to see it. You're going to get the confirmation ions, everything. And when you look at the chromatography on the screen, you're going to know, oh yeah, heck, that there we go. That's glyphosate screaming at us. It's not a question of, oh, is it 9 parts per billion or is it 12? No, it's usually 0 or screaming huge glyphosate. That's actually the reality of the situation. So for most, I mean, again, so far, everything that we've tested, it's been 0. I expect, though, that, you know, we're going to hit some, we haven't gone out and tested grains yet, you know, off-the-shelf grains like at Whole Foods, which, by the way, a little side note, I'm going shopping at Whole Foods soon to test their organic products for glyphosate. Shh, don't tell them. Don't tell anybody at Whole Foods that I'm doing that. Actually, it's not going to be me. I'm going to send a spy to go in and test. Oh, it's so hilarious. I'm going to have a spy go into Whole Foods and buy their products and bring them back to our lab and test them. But hey, maybe they're free of glyphosate. And if so, I'm going to do an article on that and say, yeah, hey, we tested Whole Foods products and they're all free of glyphosate. Amazing. But I strongly suspect that's not the case. In any case, we'll let the science actually tell the story on that one rather than my prediction, you know, actual lab results beat predictions. Because like whatever your prediction is doesn't really matter anymore when the results come in from the instruments. Oh, here's what it is actually. Boom. Here are the numbers. You either have glyphosate or you don't. And it's probably going to be a big-ass peak or no peak at all. That's the truth. In any case, I'm going to bring you that information. But when we say glyphosate tested for our products, what we mean is it can't possibly exceed 10 parts per billion. And so far, everything has been 0, flatline. And when we see glyphosate, we expect to see it in big amounts. So this is not... Again, this is not something where it's wishy-washy or somewhere in the middle. It's usually going to be big or nothing. In any case, I appreciate all your support. You can shop for glyphosate-tested products now at healthrangerstore.com. You can read my main website, naturalnews.com, or you can read glyphosate.news for news specifically about glyphosate herbicide. And if you want your products glyphosate-tested, we are not currently offering that service because we're kind of busy with our own stuff, but maybe we will one day. I don't know. Probably not. I think we're going to be too busy. I think we have so much testing to do ourselves. I don't think we can offer it to the public. In any case, there are other labs out there that will offer it as well. If you want to pay, you know, a few $100 a sample, that's what it costs. It's not easy. But thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.